Hey, it's Marilyn for the Gawler Community Gallery. A new exhibition, a very diverse one, was launched on Sunday the 25th of June. The exhibition, Live, Laugh and Paint, by Lee and Suzanne, who are longtime friends, is housed in the Tea and Sugar Room. I have both of them here with me today. Hello, Lee.
Hello.
And hello, Suzanne.
Hi.
I wonder if you girls could tell me how you came up with the name for your exhibition.
Well, Lee had the idea, really, and it just sort of, after a couple of suggestions, that was the one that just clicked with us. It was because it describes everything we do together, living, laughing and painting.
It's a very good name. I liked it straight away. I thought it sounded like, here are these two people who enjoy what they're doing.
Well, that's the impression we were trying to give.
Well done. You gave the impression very well indeed. So how long have you been setting aside a day to paint together?
We actually had our 10-week anniversary a couple of weeks ago, so we're into our third month by now.
It's a very recent thing. Yeah. But we painted together at Arts North and Power West.
Yes.
So
since 2010 we've known each other.
So the friendship.
The friendship's been there.
Been there for 7 years or more. Mm.
Yeah.
And you met at the painting classes, is that?
Well, at Power West.
Power West. What artists have influenced your work? So who were your teachers?
You have to mention on today, Julia Mannix. The late Julia Mannix. She's been a great influence on both of us, I think.
Oh, it certainly has. Yes, yeah. Very supportive, very motivational.
Yeah. Encouraging.
Yes.
And so on. And David Stokel, and I think Lee had some experience with Dave Barlow
as well.
But no, the influence has been great from Para West people and Arts North.
In what ways have they influenced your work? I mean, in the way of technique, how to choose the subject that suits you? How have they helped you most, do you think?
I think it was more an encouragement of finding your own style and passion.
Mm-hmm.
And Julia was very insistent that we try every medium.
Yeah.
And to see what you liked. Yeah. And, you know, give it a go. And if that's not for you, then we'll try something different. So we did, every week we did a different, or two, we did a different medium.
Mm.
And then we, you know, you sort of go, oh, I really like working with that. And,
yes.
You know, so it was encouragement from the teachers just to try your own style.
Yeah.
Probably more so Julia, because... I don't know, with David Stokel, it was an intro painting and drawing class, but, so you didn't get to try a lot of different mediums as much as...
It was more technique for drawing, which was a good base.
Yes.
Having the discipline to know when you're doing the right thing or the wrong thing.
Yes.
Yeah. So that was good.
Yeah. Yeah. Was there any of the medium that Julia made you try that you didn't like?
Yes.
What was your least favourite, Lee?
Probably, surprisingly, charcoal, because...
I mean, gets everywhere?
Yeah, it does. Pastel's messy as well.
Yeah.
But I found I wasn't very... how do you describe it? I like to be realistic in my work, which is a bit of a downfall. But it's very hard to be realistic when you're using charcoal, because it's something that's very...
it's just black and white.
It is a bit unforgiving.
And
if
just
you,
shades
smudging.
Of black, I guess.
Yeah. Though I do like that. I love other people's charcoals.
Yes.
I don't have a problem. I'm just not very good with working with it myself.
Yeah, what about you, Suzanne?
I'm the opposite to Lee, actually. I don't mind charcoal now, but my least favourite thing with Julia is pastels. And Lee really excels at pastels, and I just can't quite get it.
And I'm trying really hard with watercolour at the moment. I've never been very good with watercolour. It's not a very forgiving medium. And Sue's so amazing at it, and I thought... I'll just keep practicing.
Well, I was quite interested to see your temptation. So I've got the list here. I forget what we call this thing.
Catalogue,
of course. Yes. I was thinking run sheet, that's what we call them in radio. Okay, a catalogue. And has temptation pastel. So I was wondering what that might be a picture of. And, of course, it was this beautiful isn't red it? Apple. Isn't it beautiful? And it's got such strong colours. And I thought, well, you don't normally see that in pastel. I don't. Whenever I see pastel pictures, they're usually more the faint, wishy-washy, delicate little shades.
Well, that's actually done on sandpaper.
Was it really?
A lot of my pastels are done on sandpaper.
Yeah. What does that do to your pastels?
The sandpaper sucks up the pastels because that you blend it in.
Yeah.
If you do pastels on a smooth paper, it just falls off.
Smudges and
falls. It doesn't stick. So you need texture to hold the pastel in and make it stick. And sandpaper is very textured.
So is that one of the things you learnt in your class?
Yes. Though I do wear my finger out when I'm trying to, red patches on my fingers. But, the apple was just a trial thing.
Yeah.
And
I remember that was quite a
quick study for me.
Yes.
And I was really pleased with it. And I thought, I might just stop there.
Suzanne, I think a lot of people are taken with, now I don't know the name of it, it could be Little Blue Eyes. It's a painting of the little girl sitting with her knees scrunched up on a bed. And everybody, I think, just looks at that and wants to hug the little girl.
Yes. People seem to love children portraits, and it works well for me. But she in particular, because she's...
Is she a girl from your imagination?
No, she's a girl just from a free photo site where you've got, royalty-free rights to use photos that I pick up on the internet. And, she's just this gorgeous little appealing face with the blue eyes and the dark skin, and I just thought, and the little plaits.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's one of my favourites too, even though I did it.
What do you call them now? Portraits. Is that your favourite thing to do? Portraits.
It's a bit obvious, isn't it?
Well, it seems to me that there are a few portraits, but they're all so different, and all people are different.
And I just really love portraits at the moment. Whether or not I'll ever grow away from that, who knows? But at the moment, I'm not letting go of it because I enjoy it so much.
Yes.
Don't fight it, just go with it.
And the portraits range from smallish ones where a lot of people were stopping and looking at that one of the girl with the hijab and the face.
Just the eyes.
And I mean, who would think that would be a really lovely painting?
Mm. It's beautiful.
It really is, isn't it? And did you know that it was the last week was the... annual day of the giraffe. It was that giraffe day.
I didn't know that, actually. Really?
Yeah. I think it was started in about 2015. For some reason, they started a national giraffe day.
Oh, that's appropriate, isn't it? Yeah.
Because I saw a tall story, and I thought, I wonder what that is. And, of course, it was the giraffe. And you've done him from the neck up.
Yeah, he's beautiful.
Giraffes have long necks,
Well, that was going to be the alternative title when we were coming up with names, which is one of the most difficult things, I think, with an exhibition, is coming up with names.
Yeah.
And when I was at home thinking of titles,
I was thinking
long neck, but I thought, no, that sounds like a bottle of Darwin beer or something. So I came up with tall story, so that was more appropriate, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's beautiful. You've also got some... Tranquil Waters. That was yours.
On canvas, which is a bit unusual with watercolour, but it worked well for that one.
And Lee, you have a lot of animals, don't you?
Yes,
you're good at it too.
I just like attempting the fur or the feathers or something.
She is good at it.
Well, it's a very, very interesting exhibition. There's lots of different subject matter, even though there's a lot of portraits and a lot of animals, there's a lot of other things as well that make it an exhibition worth coming to. It runs from the 22nd of June through to the 30th of July. So plenty of time to get yourselves along to the Gawler Community Gallery. Open Thursday, Friday, Saturday and Sunday. Thursday, Friday, Saturday from 10 until 12 and Sunday 9 till 3.
And it's 10 till 4.
10 till 4. What did I say?
10 till 12.
That's funny. All right. Thank you so much for coming along.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Talking with us today.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Good.